Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinians are totally opposed to the peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the agreement, but also the Palestinian threat there.
Well, Jimmy, Prime Minister Netanyahu pointed out that Israel and the UAE are the two most advanced societies in the whole region. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed has been very careful over the past few decades to move away from oil. They have the fifth or sixth largest reserves in the world, but to move away from that into tourism in particular, they have a lot in common, and that was pointed out by Netanyahu. As part of the deal, he had to agree to postpone annexation indefinitely, and the UAE and other of their allies, Bahrain and Qatar, that support it, Jordan, President Sisi of Egypt supporting it, but all saying this has stopped the Israeli annexation and therefore the Israeli aggression and is a great help, therefore, to the Palestinians. It was Hanan Ashrawi, she said, we were completely blindsided. The secret dealings have been going on. They're now in the open. It's a complete sellout. So they totally reject it and think that this will further delay any final Palestinian-Israeli treaty or a state appearing. But that's a high price that Netanyahu had to pay. The settler leaders yesterday roundly condemned this deal. They're not liking it at all, and it gives another problem for Netanyahu as the government may be going to elections. Some of those people may just stay home, or more likely they'll vote for more hardline parties that are against him. This creates some political problems for him, but of course it's a great breakthrough for the country as a whole. It's been 26 years now since the last treaty with Jordan, nearly 40 years with Egypt, and of course the PLO itself signed a peace treaty with Israel in 1993, the Oslo Accords. They can't really complain that others are talking to Israel when they've already done it, even if they basically tossed those accords out in the year 2000.
David Dolan explaining why the Palestinians are opposed to the Israeli-UAE peace accord. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Israeli Prime Minister has been working on a peace agreement with the Palestinians for decades, and with no success. Now the Prime Minister has decided to make peace with the Arab nations and then work on Palestinian peace. God's Word lays out a scenario that will eliminate the Arab-Islamic threat, Ezekiel 38, verse 18, through chapter 39 and verse 6. And that will leave the Palestinians to be dealt with by the Israelis during the tribulation period. At the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Lord will allow Israel to defeat the Palestinians. That's Obadiah verses 17 and 18. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...